I just want you to think about sin this morning and prepare your hearts to partake of the Lord's table worthily. And that is my goal. Level one are the externals. And if you turn with me to Colossians this morning, just very quickly, Colossians chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Therefore, put to death your members. Now, he's not talking about killing yourself. He's talking about putting away from you all that is evil and wicked out of your members, which are on the earth. Fornication. And if you don't know what that means, it means sex outside of marriage. Uncleanness. Passion. That means a strong desire. Evil desires. And covetousness, which is idolatry. Worshipping somebody else's stuff and wishing it was yours. That's idolatry and that's covetousness. Because of these things, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience. Turn back to Galatians chapter 5. I guess on the screen it's the opposite order, but that's okay. Galatians chapter 5, many of you will say, oh, that's where it talks about the fruit of the Spirit. Yes, it does. But do you ever stop to read what's right ahead of the fruit of the Spirit? Verses 19 to 21, the fruit of the Spirit is 22 and 23. Galatians 5, 19 to 21, now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, licentiousness, which is sexual immorality, another way to put it, idolatry, sorcery, that involves all of the drug trade, all of the bad stuff that's out there that people are doing and buying and stealing other people's property in order to buy, sorcery, hatred. Man, have we seen any of that this last 2 weeks? The people with the love signs smashing other people's property, busting windows and burning cars and beating people over the head with the sign that says love. Who's showing love? Come on now, folks. How deceived people are today. I'm not talking about politics. I'm talking about the people that are reacting like idiots out there in the streets of America. Uncleanness, licentiousness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders. Did you see that news clip of what goes on in Chicago? People just walking around with guns in their hands, shooting anybody and everybody. What's wrong with us? And almost every one of those guns is illegal. And we that have legal guns, we don't do that. We don't go around doing those things. But what's gone wrong with America? Drunkenness. Everybody wants a drink of that which the Bible condemns. God has some strong things to say about the use of alcohol. Amen. And there's no place in the Christian life for alcohol. That's another message. I'll develop that down the road someday. But I'm putting you on notice, folks. God is against the use of alcohol of any form. Wine, beer, whiskey, whatever you call it. Drunkenness, revelries, stirring up strife. That's what we're seeing in the streets of America. And the like, of which I tell you before, just as I told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. That's level one. There's a lot more. How about Romans chapter 14, verse 23? Without faith, it's impossible to please God, says in Hebrews. But in Romans 14, 23, whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Boy, that comes down to a different area, doesn't it? And James chapter 4, verse 7, everyone knows that, I think, by heart, or 17, I mean James 4, 17. Where does that say? He that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. But let's go to level two. And we'll start all the way over in Jeremiah this time, just so you keep your Bible exercised. Jeremiah is in the Old Testament right after Isaiah. Isaiah is after the books of poetry, Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Song of Solomon. Then we come to the prophets, major prophets. Jeremiah is the second major prophet. Jeremiah 17 and verse 9. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Haven't we all found that to be true of our own selves? We have wicked hearts. Now, by God's grace, we have been saved. We've been born again. We've been washed. But you know what? That old stinking sin nature is still there, isn't it? And we still have those temptations. You know, it's not a sin to be tempted. It's a sin when you give in to temptation. We all have temptations. We're normal human beings. There is those things that tug at us. That's not the sin. The sin is when you don't deal with it biblically and you give into it. You participate. You let it come out of your mouth. You entertain it in your thoughts. And it comes out in actions. So now we want to talk about the internals. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? And then over to Luke 16, and you say, why did we read Luke 16 this morning? Well, I just wanted a passage we hadn't read in responsive reading. Luke 16's got a lot of meat in it, and it's got the story of the rich man and Lazarus in hell and in Hades and in paradise, and that's always good material. But Luke 16, 15, he said, you are those who justify yourselves before men, but God knows your hearts. That goes along with that verse that we read prior to this in Matthew chapter 23 and verse 28, where he said, on the outside you look really good, but God knows on the inside you're wicked, you're hypocrites. You're like a tomb full of dead men's bones rotting away. You are those who justify yourselves before men, but God knows your hearts. For what is highly esteemed among men. Boy, this is a catchy verse, isn't it? That which man thinks is wonderful and great, God says, it's an abomination to me. We can go all the way to the up-to-date day in which we live, when our Supreme Court said that we are to accept transgenders and let them go in and out of whichever bathroom they feel like on whatever day they feel like doing it. When we have said it's okay for people of the same gender to marry. Do you think God's going to approve of that? Of course not. God's word says that that is wicked. It's an abomination to him. But oh, we're supposed to say, isn't that nice? No, it's not. It's terrible. And God said it's wicked. So what are the internals? They're the sins of the heart. They're the things that we entertain, that we think about in our minds. Some of the verses that we could use that we don't have there can be inferred that our thoughts are wicked even though our actions look good. Let's go to another one real quick. Level number three. Level number three. These are the failures of faith. Let's go back to the beginning. Genesis chapter 3. That's where this sin thing began, remember? God put a sinless man and a sinless woman in a perfect environment. Don't tell me that your environment is responsible for your behavior. Change your environment if that is true. That we had as teenagers. We know what all that was about, all that strong and pure women. Do we still have struggles as old folks? Absolutely. And they include such things as lying. Here's a man and a woman in a perfect environment. God has given Eve to where we are today. And if you think we are smart today, we have English names for all the animals. And then we have Latin. He got all done. He realized there was nobody like himself. Little surgery, took the rib out of one side. And no, you are not minus a rib, gentlemen. And when he woke up, God presented her to him. And he said, but God had an enemy. How long Lucifer waste him with some human beings on that newly formed earth? Body of a serpent. We don't know what the serpent looked like. The word serpent could mean just what it said. It says, hey, God, and making God out to be somebody that is robbing us. Try the alcohol, unless we try the free sex, unless we try the homosexual. From what those things lead to, what do they lead to? Destruction, the mouth and the body and the lungs and the bloodstream. Just talk to the brought them to. Look at the damage it did to their families. Something else. And then you look Satan right in the eye and say that I just wrote the other day. All of the things that Satan loves to destroy everything that is holy and good to you, and you better stop listening and say, get behind me, Satan, in the name of Jesus. Whoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting. Four. I have a wrong reference on the board, I realize. Repeating Deuteronomy 6:5. And Jesus said to him, you shall love the Lord yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law. And sins of self-will, sins of entertaining bad thoughts, cheating you. If you have that thing, thought, going in your mind, what the song says? Jesus said, in my Father's house are many mansions. You better trust the Lord, amen? Amen. Let's pray. In Jesus' name, amen.